This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate voted Friday to not allow new testimony and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial, setting up a vote next week on the two articles of impeachment facing the president. Also, a vaccine against the new Wuhan coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months. That's according to the Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. Chinese scientists first announced cases of unusual pneumonia on December 31st of 2019. And by January 11th, they had isolated the new coronavirus and published its complete genome. With the virus blueprints in hand, one pharmaceutical manufacturer started the next day. That's considered to be fast. It took 20 months before a vaccine against severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, was ready for clinical use. The vaccine will still need to be tested for...
The U.S. Senate has voted against summoning...
from anywhere in China will be allowed into the country, but will face screening and be required to undertake 14 days of self-isolation. Americans returning from Hubei province, the center of the outbreak, will be placed in mandatory quarantine. The announcement came not long after health officials issued a federal quarantine order to continue monitoring Americans who've been staying at a Southern California military base since they were evacuated from Wuhan, China. I'm Jennifer King.
And again, a vaccine against the new Wuhan coronavirus may start testing in as little as 3 months, according to National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. This is VOA News. Singing patriotic songs and waving Union Jacks, thousands of Britons flocked to a muddy patch of grass outside Parliament on a damp Friday night to boast and toast their moment in history. That's Britain's departure from the European Union. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson kept a low profile at a private reception in his Downing Street office, more than 5,000 people gathered just down the road to celebrate that moment. Chief Brexit campaigner Nigel Farage told the crowd that they had plenty of reason to celebrate.
Because we know that this is the single most important moment in the modern history of our great nation. That is what is happening tonight.
And Britain's exit from the EU ends 47 years of union with Europe. It also draws a line under a bitter and divisive wrangle over whether and how the country should cut its ties to the bloc. The Trump administration will lift certain limits on the use of landmines as a weapon of war, AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
At a Pentagon news conference, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says landmines
are an important tool,
and U.S. commanders need to have them available
to shape the battlefield and to protect our forces.
The Obama administration had committed to destroying U.S. stockpiles of landmines not needed for the defense of South Korea and sought to move the United States toward eventually joining an international agreement that banned the production, use, stockpiling, and transfer of anti-personnel landmines. Asked about the morality of using landmines, given the dangers they can pose to civilians long after a war has ended, Esper says Pentagon plans will take great care to
take into account both the safety of employment and the safety to civilians and others after a conflict.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Donald Trump sent a new order creating a White House position focusing in human trafficking.
The 34-year-old woman told the jury Weinstein trapped her in a hotel room in New York in 2013 and angrily ordered her to undress. 8 months later, she testified in a hotel in Los Angeles where she worked as a hairdresser. Weinstein screamed at her, "You owe me one more time. I don't have time for games." She also told the jury Weinstein could be charming, but if he heard the word no, it was like a trigger for him. The defense said the woman sent Weinstein warm emails that said things like, "Miss you, big guy," but not once in hundreds of emails did she accuse him of harming her. Harvey Weinstein has maintained any sexual encounters were consensual. I'm Ed Donahue.
More at VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.